How about some good news today? You're not enough. Wait, what? I know. You're used to everyone telling you how awesome you are and that if you believe in you, you are, in fact, enough. But the truth is, without Jesus, you're not. Sin entered this world, bringing a covering of death over us all, and that sin separates you, makes you an enemy, even, of God. See Romans 3:23 and Romans 5:10. No one stands righteous before a holy God apart from the blood of Jesus. So the good news of understanding that you are not enough apart from Christ is that you see your need for a Savior. Praise God today if you do. Rejoice in that awareness. It's a gift of grace, John 6:44. You can't save yourself. Without Jesus, you are lost. Recognizing my desperate need for Jesus to cover me, forgive me, make me new, sets me on a path full of meaning, purpose, and gives me the most abundant life I could ever imagine. What a gift! Knowing I am not enough is something I am thankful for today. That may seem so upside down to you, but you see, knowing I am not enough allows me to walk in peace every single day, knowing Jesus is. That's freedom for me. The weight is off my shoulders. I rest my head each night knowing I am not enough for me or for you, but I know and walk each day with the one who is. Jesus. Struggling in your marriage? Jesus. Struggling with conflict in the church? Jesus. Struggling with work-life balance? Jesus. Struggling with finances? Jesus. Struggling with how to love your enemies? Jesus. Struggling with how to forgive someone who hurt you deeply? Jesus. Romans 5:1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. I stand in Christ alone. By grace, through faith, I am at peace with God. I didn't do one thing. It's Christ in me that justifies me, gives me peace for today, and promises me hope for tomorrow. If you are tired of trying to be enough, throw your hands up and cry out to Jesus. I am not enough, but I believe you are. Then and only then will you be made whole. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. In Christ, you have all you need. He is enough. So you don't have to be. Someone needs to hear this truth today, and maybe that someone is you. Stop trying to save yourself and everyone else around you. Only Jesus can do that. Find rest today in Him. Maybe you've walked with Jesus a long time, but you are still trying to be enough for everyone around you. Stop. You're not enough for them. Love them well, but point them to Jesus. You'll let them down. They may walk away. Many will have unhealthy expectations of you, but what a joy it would be if through their disappointment and in the midst of their need, they finally look to Jesus. The faithful father let the prodigal son go. Only when the son saw his desperate need of the father did he return home. When we see and know we are not enough, it's then we can learn to fully lean on Christ alone. That's the truth. I am not enough, but Jesus is. For this, I am thankful. I'm Lori Klein.